with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We're now about an hour away from the scheduled launch of a U.S. naval blockade of all Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The move follows weekend U.S.-Iran peace talks that ended without a deal. President Trump says Iran refuses to give up its drive for nuclear weapons.
The collapse of U.S.-Iran peace talks has rattled the world's energy markets once again. Attention is now on Washington's decision to blockade maritime traffic linked to Iran through the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for global oil. Brent crude has jumped more than 7% to just over $102 a barrel, while U.S. oil is up by more than 8% above $104. Analysts say markets are effectively back to pre-ceasefire conditions, with as much as 2 million barrels a day of oil supply at risk.
The BBC's Sulanjana Tiwari. Today's national average for a gallon of regular gas, 4.13. That is unchanged from yesterday. Pope Leo XIV, the target of President Trump's wrath, unleashed online.
In a lengthy social media post, the president lashed out at the American-born Pope after the Catholic Church leader criticized the U.S. war against Iran. Donald Trump said he didn't think Pope Leo was doing a very good job, that he caters to the radical left, and that the Pope is in no position to criticize a president who was, in Trump's words, doing exactly what he was elected to do. He later told reporters that the only reason Leo was chosen to be the Pope was because Donald Trump was the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has exited the California governor's race following sexual misconduct allegations against him. And although he apologizes for mistakes in judgment, as he puts it, Swalwell insists that he's innocent. This is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Alan Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government has blocked rapper Kanye West from entering the UK. It's a controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances at major music festivals to be canceled. He had been expected to perform in front of roughly 150,000 revelers in July. This at the open-air wireless festival is taking place in London. This is SRN News. Water, water everywhere, but still not enough in this Gulf Coast city.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Water.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. The pro golfer has taken his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champ, joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods. More details, SRNNews.com.